The first commercial fishing opening for fall chum starts tomorrow for Marshall and Russian Mission. But still, no solution has been found for the village's broken ice machine. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Marshall's Masurkulik Native Corporation owns the machine, but has made no effort to fix it since the compressor quit working 2 weeks ago. Replacing the part would cost $15,000. Fishermen and shareholders are meeting with Masurkulik tonight via teleconference to urge them to fix the problem. Boreal Fisheries can buy the chum, but only with the right ice. Owners Randy and Edna Crawford won't send a boat to pick up the fish unless it's in flake ice, which fishermen can't make at home and which Edna calls a necessary industry standard.
It has to be flake ice. That's the only way you're going to keep the temperature of the fish down, especially with the weather that we've had over here.
Without ice, fishermen face a tough decision. Don't fish or boat 60 miles and back to get ice from Boreal. Since the machine broke, Marshall commercial fisherman Leonard Fitka Sr. has missed two fishing openings. He's been boating the 4.5 hours to fetch ice and fears it's unsustainable.
Fishermen are working harder, staying up longer, more time away from family, hurting the economies.
Fishermen in Russian Mission travel even further for ice. Myron Edwards, a commercial fisherman there, says with gas over $4 a gallon, he wouldn't make a profit, and he doesn't know when he's going to fish next.
We're not too sure how we're going to do this. Some of us don't have enough money to pay for gas, to pitch in for one boat to go all the way to Boreal to pick up ice.
The Crawfords, who own Boreal, have known the commercial fishermen in Marshall and Russian Mission for decades, and they've built a close relationship. Boreal has provided free labor multiple times a summer to fix their ice machine. Last year, the Crawfords donated a generator. They run a small operation, and Randy Crawford says they've done all they can.
Ed and I are just really frustrated because we have put so much effort into it, and we can give no more.
Boreal pays $400,000 a year to Marshall fishermen. Randy says it's an important part of the Marshall economy, and he wants Masurkulik to invest in its community. Marshall commercial fisherman Nick Andrew Jr. has sent letters to shareholders and fishermen in Marshall and Russian Mission asking them to attend tonight's meeting.
We are imploring the Village Corporation for them to take ownership and invest in the ice machine.
The Masurkulik CEO and board members did not respond to KYUK's emails asking them about the ice machine. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.